Praise be Jesus and Mary. Today we celebrate the feast of Saint Dominic, founder of the Dominican Order. And it is a feast for the Franciscans because of the friendship that Saint Dominic and Saint Francis had. God, in his providence, providing for the needs of the church in the 13th century, raises up these two great saints, Saint Francis and Saint Dominic, and their orders would grow side by side and flourish and be real defenders of the faith and strengthening the church with many, many saints and their teachings. And we can say both orders are Marian orders, having a special devotion to Our Lady. And we can see how Our Lady gave certain privilege to each of the orders for her glory and for her honor. To the Franciscans, through Blessed John Duns Scotus, the privilege of proclaiming her Immaculate Conception and working for the dogma, culminating in 1854 with the proclamation of the dogma of the Immaculate Conception. And to the Dominicans, the gift of the Rosary and the spreading of the devotion of the Holy Rosary. Pope Leo XIII, who wrote, I believe, 11 encyclicals on the Rosary, says in his encyclical Octobri Mense that the Queen of Heaven herself has granted a great efficacy to this devotion is demonstrated by the fact that it was, by her command and counsel, instituted and propagated by the illustrious Saint Dominic in times particularly dangerous for the Catholic cause. So there we have mention by a pope in an encyclical, an authoritative document, that Our Lady, by her command and counsel, instituted and propagated the Holy Rosary through Saint Dominic. In another one of his encyclicals, Pope Leo XIII says, this is in Supremi Apostolatus Officio, he says, great in the integrity of his doctrine, that is Saint Dominic, in his example of virtue, and by his apostolic labors, he proceeded undauntedly to attack the enemies of the Catholic Church, not by force of arms, right? Because our enemies are the principalities and powers, the evil spirits, but trusting wholly to that devotion which he was the first to institute under the name of the Holy Rosary, which was disseminated through the length and breadth of the earth by him and his pupils. See, this is a special grace that Our Lady gave to Saint Dominic and his followers. Okay? The gift of the Rosary and to spread it throughout the world. And we need to understand that it is a grace to serve Our Lady. What were the words of Blessed John Duns Scotus as he was going to debate, actually, with the Dominicans about the Immaculate Conception? It was, allow me to praise you, O Most Holy Virgin. You see this? That we are permitted to praise Our Lady, that we are permitted to serve her and to receive these special callings, special missions, whether it be to promote the Immaculate Conception or the Holy Rosary. All of this is a grace and a privilege for which we should ask Our Lady, allow me to praise you. And actually, that's what we do pray, one of the prayers that Saint Maximilian gave us, this holy competition in glorifying Our Lady. Allow me to give you such glory that no one else has ever given you up to now. Allow others to surpass me in zeal for your exaltation, and me to surpass them. so that by means of such noble rivalry, your glory may increase ever more profoundly, ever more rapidly, ever more intensely, as he who has exalted you so indescribably above all other beings himself desires. So we need to pray daily, as we do, for this grace to serve Our Lady and to promote her glory. But we also need to pray the rosary today, right? As Pope Leo was saying, this was incredibly efficacious in the times of Saint Dominic, in times particularly dangerous for the Catholic cause. He says, guided in fact by divine inspiration and grace, Saint Dominic foresaw that this devotion, like a most powerful warlike weapon, would be the means of putting the enemy to flight and of confounding their audacity and mad impiety. Such was indeed the result. Thanks to this new method of prayer, the Rosary, when adopted and properly carried out as instituted by the Holy Father Saint Dominic, piety, faith, and union began to return, and the projects and devices of the heretics to fall to pieces. All right, we have great darkness over the world today, and especially over our country. Now, our country, again, providentially, is under the patronage of Mary Immaculate, the Immaculate Conception, that cause which was entrusted to the Franciscans, you know, to bring forward and promote. And it is the prayer of the Holy Rosary that will save our country from this continual spiral down into the abyss of darkness and error and vice, and to bring her to the one true faith and to holiness of life. Saint Dominic, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Fructum ventris tuum.